Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday evening, June 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. UGI urges customers to be safe and use energy wisely during extreme heat. UGI is urging customers to be safe and use energy wisely during extreme heat. With excessive heat warnings in effect, UGI offers tips to help keep the public safe and minimize energy usage. Suggestions include raising the thermostat setting, closing doors to uncooled parts of the home, using fans to circulate air, sealing holes and cracks, and staying hydrated. It's important to know the symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, especially for vulnerable populations. UGI's emergency response is available 24/7 at 800-276-2722. Your safety is their top priority. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ugi.com.
VivaCore Inc., VAIC, a modern answer to oil's dirty problem. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, reported a 133% increase in revenue to $37.3 million for Q1 2025. The company also announced a special dividend to shareholders, distributing shares in Adapti Inc. as part of a non-cash value initiative. VivaCore specializes in sustainable energy transport, reuse, and remediation, crucial as oil demand continues and environmental concerns grow. Despite the rise of renewable energy, oil remains a key player in global industry. VivaCore offers integrated solutions for managing oil byproducts sustainably. With a strong start to the year, the company's gross profit rose 345% to $4.8 million. For more information, visit VivaCore's newsroom at the provided link. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, is one to watch. Blue Sky AI Inc., known as BSAI, is making waves as one to watch in the AI infrastructure space. The company specializes in delivering mission-critical infrastructure for AI, ML, and HPC applications through their SkyMod modules. These prefabricated, scalable solutions are optimized for rapid deployment, emphasizing sustainability with support for renewable energy. With a veteran leadership team combining expertise in various fields, Blue Sky AI is pioneering the next generation of AI infrastructure. Their infrastructure-first approach addresses the universal need for compute power, positioning them as a foundational layer in the AI revolution. To learn more about BSAI and their latest updates, visit their newsroom online. Green Energy Breaks, Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American SLI, appoints new VPs for strategy and HSSE. Standard Lithium Limited, SLI, has appointed Daniel Rosen as Vice President of Strategy and Investor Relations and Tim Sobel as Vice President of Health, Safety, Social, and Environment. Rosen, with over 13 years of experience, was formerly with Rio Tinto and Arcadium Lithium. Sobel, bringing more than 30 years of global operational risk and safety expertise, has worked with DP World and Sunoco Logistics. CEO David Park highlighted the value both executives bring as the company moves towards first production. Standard Lithium is a leading near-commercial lithium development company focused on sustainable development of high-grade lithium brine properties in the United States, prioritizing projects with high-quality resources, robust infrastructure, skilled labor, and streamlined permitting. For more information, visit did@standardlithium.com.
Investor news breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., NYS American, UEC, boosts stake in Anfield Energy to 32.4% with $19.6 million share purchase. Uranium Energy Corp. has increased its stake in Anfield Energy to 32.4% with a $19.6 million share purchase. The acquisition of 170 million common shares in a private agreement brings UEC's control of Anfield to approximately 37.6% on a partially diluted basis. The shares were bought at $1.05 each under Canada's takeover bid rules. UEC stated the investment is strategic and may be adjusted based on Anfield's business outlook. For more information about Uranium Energy Corp., visit uraniumenergy.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.